Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 3rd. It'll happen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 32,870 head, 5,800 yearling steers, over 2,800 yearling heifers, and almost 22,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know when an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. What a crazy year that 2020 has been in all facets of our life. For cattle producers, we thought we might have a pretty good year going as we started the new year the first couple of months, but then suddenly the pandemic hit and everything was turned upside down. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, despite all the craziness of 2020, we're not far from where we thought we might be, especially when it comes to beef supplies.
You know, on the supply side, you know, this has been such an interesting year. Of course, we've had just enormous disruptions, especially in the first half of the year. Here in the second half of the year and continuing up to this point, we've seen beef production following, you know, pretty close to year-ago levels. Actually, we've been averaging 1.5% to 2% above year-ago levels, you know. Steer slaughter has been running above last year's levels, but heifer slaughter has been running below last year's levels. And of course, we've continued to see these carcass weights remain heavy. They appear to have peaked seasonally, but they're still very heavy. And so all of that to say that we've got more beef production here at the end of the year on a year-over-year basis. But what's really interesting is when you look at where we're projected to come out here for the whole year, despite everything that's happened, we're going to come out very, very close to what we thought we would be back in January or February, when we were looking ahead to what to expect in 2020.
And Dr. Peel says despite the roller coaster that we were riding here in 2020, the hand that we expected to have as far as numbers of cattle and the like as we started the year, still, it seems like we've just rearranged the deck chairs a little bit.
Coming into the year, we kind of knew how many cattle were out there. We did have some slaughter disruptions. It delayed cattle. It changed weights a little bit. But we didn't depopulate like the hog industry, unfortunately, has been forced to do. So we really didn't change the overall cattle numbers. We've just changed the timing tremendously. And that's what's made it a challenge here in the last several cattle on feed reports, trying to get a bead on how the timing is going to work. But it doesn't change the overall outcome.
Now, let's talk beef demand, if we might, for a moment. And what's got Dr. Peel's attention, boxed beef prices.
We've had a very strong run-up since mid-October, so in the last 5 weeks or so, a strong run-up. And for me, I'm watching how that boxed beef demand breaks down across the different products, because we know demand changes in the fall and winter. Different products are in demand, and you certainly see that here. And of course, the overall concern is the general level of demand with continuing pandemic impacts on the market, with the continuing recessionary issues that we have, with all of the political turmoil about whether we'll have more stimulus or not to help support consumer spending. All of those factors are very critical as we go forward.
And Daryl, let's talk a little bit about the yin and the yang of beef demand. On one side, you've got retail doing pretty well, but very problematic here in 2020 because of the pandemic. Ups and downs is the food service side of the ledger.
That's exactly right. Of course, we've seen a restricted food service component since March. It's somewhat recovered compared to the initial lockdown, but the bottom line is it remains very restricted. And as we go into the winter, we typically see more emphasis on food service consumption. Of course, we're still putting a lot of extra emphasis on the retail grocery side right now. So there's a number of things that you can see in some of these wholesale beef cut trends. Ribeyes are very, very popular for Christmas and New Year's consumption, and that's been one of the kind of key indicators I've been watching this fall to sort of see how that demand is. And actually, it's been very, very strong. We've seen the normal seasonal run-up in ribeye prices even a little bit stronger compared to a year ago. So that's a good sign, and that's probably a combination of food service demand and retail grocery. Ribeyes do move through grocery stores as well. Other products tell a little bit different story. Again, from a food service perspective, beef tenderloin is almost exclusively a restaurant menu item, and those prices are very weak, down over 20% compared to a year ago. And then we see things like chucks and rounds actually recently have picked back up again. I think that's a function of, again, the emphasis on retail grocery. And in fact, we've heard anecdotally that consumers, with sort of a new wave of pandemic impacts and concerns about what might happen here in the coming weeks, are sort of stocking up again. And so I think we're seeing some of that demand there. Briskets are really weak this year. They tend to be a popular barbecue restaurant item, but they're actually down because of the restrictions on that food service side. So it's a mixed bag, and it's something that we have to watch very carefully going forward to see just how this demand picture shakes out as we go through the winter.
Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agriculture producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation, leaving your future in the hands of someone else. We've been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. So let our professional mediators help you. The services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call, 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.